Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe is with us, and we're in La Plata. How important is this bridge initiative that the governor's put forward?
Well, it's very important. You know, Missouri has about 900 bridges ranked in poor condition. So the governor's proposal is to take 250 of those bridges, again, bridges that are already identified by community leaders and by engineers as being deficient, and moving them up and accelerating their process of getting rebuilt. So this bridge is just another example of others across the state we'd hope to get done.
Does this have some pretty good support from the General Assembly?
Yeah, you know, so far it's a conversation like anything else. You got to make sure everybody understands both sides of the equation. Highway funding, I've been around it a long time, is a very complicated issue. And so just trying to get everybody on board to understand how this works, how the planning process works, how these bridges were identified, the need that they have for the various communities. That's just a learning process for the legislature.
And these bridges were all identified in the STIP plan too, which is important.
That's correct. That's the big thing. These weren't political favors. Somebody didn't say, I'm going to complain, so I want my bridge done. This went through the planning process that MoDOT has used for over 15 years that involves community, local leaders, as well as engineers to tell them what they need. So these are already identified. They're already on the replacement list, but they might be 5 or 6 years out. This accelerates them to get them all done literally in 1 year.
To continue moving the state forward, is updating infrastructure key?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, the biggest thing is for the safety of our families. You know, these are bridges that school buses, ambulances, you know, our sons and daughters, moms and dads drive across. But the economic impact of having a good, reliable infrastructure system is incredible. The bridge we're at today has, you know, about 2,100 cars that go across it a day. It's a major crossing from up here in Macon County. And we want to make sure that bridges like this all over the state get the due they need. This has already been down-rated and weight limit already. So, you know, the next step could be closure, and we certainly don't want to see that happen.
So when do we hope to have this plan push forward?
Well, it would go through the legislative process, which ends mid-May. We hope that obviously it gets through both chambers before then. I know the governor's anxious to sign it. Again, and we're going to keep working with the legislators and hope community leaders work with their legislators to tell them how important these projects are.
All right, we're about a third of the way through the session. Has it been a good one so far?
It's been an interesting one. So far, it's been pretty good. The typical pace, the House moves at a little quicker pace than the Senate does. But people are working through issues. Very different dynamic this year. The governor is very engaged with the legislature, and that's been received very well. He has a great reputation on both sides of the aisle, I might add. And he understands rural versus, urban issues, and I think he's worked to try to bridge those gaps and try to see what he can do to help with people and not get in their way.
And just in talking to the lawmakers, there seems to be a different atmosphere this year.
Very different atmosphere. As the majority leader in the Senate last year, I lived through the atmosphere we had last 6 months of 2018, and I wasn't interested in repeating that. So, yeah, very different tone this year because, now we're talking about policy. We're talking about things that matter to Missourians, how government can help, and more importantly, how government can stay out of Missourians' ways. And when you're working on those types of issues versus any kind of noise on the side like we had last year, it's much better for Missourians.
All right. This proposal aside, do we look forward to anything else dealing with transportation coming out of the session?
Yeah, the governor also has a proposal that seems to have caught some attention. That's a economic development match money that would come out of general revenue. It's a $50 million match for communities that want to come to him and say, hey, we have a project that we think will produce a factory or a business or some type of jobs and economic impact. Our community, our county, maybe developers willing to put a little bit of money in. This would be match money to help economic development related projects specific to infrastructure. And so that proposal is moving its way through the legislature as well. We think that will be good as well.
And finally, a big emphasis on workforce development, which would be huge for Northeast Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Identifying what we can do with our institutions, whether it's K through 12, whether it's a community college, a vo-tech school, or higher ed four-year institution, and find out what local employers need out of our schools. That match seems like it's super simple and will be happening, but it's not happening. And a lot of states don't do real well at it. We want to be a state that does very good at that. We want to work to make sure that our young men and women, and the governor has a program to help adults as well, get trained for jobs that are available in their area to help fill that workforce need.
All right, thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe has joined us today on Regional Radio.